Color-coded hospital wristbands, preventing life-threatening mistakes or increasing the hazards. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Hospitals across the country use color-coded wristbands to help alert staff to potentially life-threatening issues a patient may have. The bands are intended to flag problems like drug allergies, falling risk, or patients with same names. The problem is, hospitals use a wide variety of colors with little standardization for what those colors mean. Then there are the colored wristbands some patients wear to indicate their support for various political causes or nonprofit groups. In one well-publicized case, hospital staff in Tampa, Florida, nearly let a patient die who was wearing a yellow Lance Armstrong LiveStrong bracelet. The hospital, it so happened, used yellow wristbands to indicate do not resuscitate. Here in California, doctors at UC San Francisco have seen patients roll in with a variety of confusing colored bracelets.
I took care of a patient in the hospital who came from an outside hospital, had 6 different color-coded wristbands, and I knew that 3 of them were not ones we used in our hospital, and what struck me how silly this seemed.
That's Dr. Neeraj Sehgal, an internist and patient safety expert at UC San Francisco. That incident prompted him and his colleague, Dr. Robert Wachter, to conduct a nationwide study about the use of colored wristbands. They surveyed 120 nursing executives of the University Health Consortium to find out if the hospital used color-coded wristbands at all, what colors did they use, and for what designations. Neeraj Sehgal.
And not surprisingly, the responses were all over the map. Tremendous variation in, one, how many hospitals use color-coded wristbands. If they use color-coded wristbands, often you'll have 6 hospitals using 6 different colors for the same designation.
Sehgal's co-researcher Wachter wrote in his blog Wachter's World that the number of colored wristbands being slapped on patients are putting them in danger of becoming a Benetton ad. Neeraj Sehgal.
Specifically for the DNR status, we had 9 different colors. And so these range from green, yellow, blue, red, red and white, purple, gold, white with blue stars versus white with green stars, all of which were used to do the same thing, but of course across different hospital systems. Now, just for drug and allergy, the majority used red, but you also had hospitals using yellow, white, and orange.
The problem becomes acute when nurses and physicians who work at more than one facility get into an urgent situation where they might not realize that the facility has a different color code system than another hospital they're used to. To counter these dangers, the California Hospital Association has joined more than 24 other state hospital associations to create a nationwide standardized color code for hospitals. The code is red for allergies, yellow for falling risk, and purple for do not resuscitate. But Jan Emerson, Vice President of External Affairs for the CHA, says using purple or any color for DNR is still controversial.
You're essentially broadcasting to a wide audience within the hospital that a patient or their family members have decided this patient will not be resuscitated if they go into an arrest. Also, there are various shades of do not resuscitate. For example, some patients might decide that they do want medications given, but they don't want chest compression done. So the use of purple for do not resuscitate orders is not commonly accepted.
Neither the California Hospital Association nor the American Hospital Association advocates the use of colored wristbands. Beth Feldbusch, Senior Associate Director for Policy at the AHA, says the initiative is voluntary.
It can be kind of a turnkey step that hospitals can take. And from what we've heard, there has been a lot of satisfaction among hospital staff once this has been implemented. When hospitals move to the consensus colors, their nurses and caregivers really get a sense that they're taking a step forward for patient care and knowing that they'll always be able to provide the appropriate care to the patients in their facilities.
The CHA's Jan Emerson cautions that wristbands should never be a substitute for hospital staff reading the latest information in a patient's chart.
It's really important to understand that color-coded wristbands are not considered to be the primary way of determining what a patient's risk factors are for allergies or falls or that sort of thing. The clinician should always be looking first and foremost in the patient chart. And the wristbands are really a kind of a secondary method for communicating in a fast-paced environment.
The low-tech color bands may just be a step on the way to more integrated systems that use technology like radio frequency ID tags, says Dr. Neeraj Sehgal.
In a future world, whether that's 5 years away, 10 years away, you would love to be able to have another more technologic solution to this, where you can envision, you know, a patient has an ID bin and there's a little chip in it, and it scans into a computer screen that's next to every patient bed, and it gives you all the relevant information you need.
This has been a special report from California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.